Israel's Supreme Court has overturned a decision to release alleged paedophile Malka Leifer on bail. Victoria police are seeking to extradite Leifer to face 74 charges of sexual abuse against her students at the Adas Israel Jewish Girls' School in Melbourne. Eric Torchek is the ABC's Middle East correspondent, and I spoke to him a short time ago.
Thanks for having me.
Just remind us, please, what prompted this appeal?
So this came about because the Jerusalem District Court ordered that Malka Leifer, who's been in jail on suspicion of obstructing justice in Israel since February 2018, be released on house arrest. And she was set to live at her sister's house and be under the supervision of her sister and four other Jewish Orthodox women, some of them relatives. This was a fairly contentious decision that outraged supporters of the alleged victims and left those victims themselves devastated. Stated because Malka Leifer has been fighting her extradition to Australia on mental health grounds. And in fact, that extradition process was essentially abandoned when the court ruled she was not mentally fit to be extradited. Now, a group called Jewish Community Watch commissioned private investigators to go and follow Malka Leifer in the isolated Jewish Orthodox settlement she lived in the West Bank. They filmed her shopping, socializing, catching the bus to Tel Aviv to cash her welfare checks, in sharp contrast to the evidence she'd given to the court that she was catatonic and housebound. That's why she was eventually locked up in jail. And the court also took into account concerns about the fact that she'd left Australia very suddenly when the allegations emerged. So it was a very contentious decision. And Israeli prosecutors who are responsible for the extradition process lodged the appeal.
And has the judge explained her reasoning in denying bail?
We've only seen the result. The judge, however, in the appeal asks some very pointed questions of Malka Leifer's defence, especially about the issue of flight risk, saying that, well, hang on, this is a person who left Australia within hours of allegations against her being raised and subsequently came to face 74 charges in Victoria in relation to those allegations. And then, you know, there's the new allegations against her about what she was saying about her mental illness in order to avoid extradition. So the judge raised some real concerns, and they've been the concerns of the alleged victims and their supporters about this case all along, especially because those purported mental health problems have been the reason this case has gone for 5 years without an outcome on Australia's extradition application.
And what's the speculation, Eric? What will happen next?
This puts an end to any chance of bail, at least in the short term. What the defence team has done in the past is wait a few months and try a different judge. But the Israeli Supreme Court has now rejected bail on two occasions. A separate judge in the district court who's ruling on the extradition case has commissioned yet another psychiatric panel to assess Malka Leifer. Now, she's been seen by apparently 30 different psychiatrists in the course of this extradition proceedings. But there's been allegations of political interference within that process. There's been conflicting evidence about her mental state. So the judge has said, look, I'm asking for one more panel to give me a definitive opinion, and that panel will report back in December when the judge will make a decision about whether or not she's mentally fit to be extradited to Australia.
Thank you very much indeed, Eric Torchek.
My pleasure.
And Eric Torchek is the ABC's Middle East correspondent.